Blog Talk Radio.
Are you too old for success? I had a conversation with an almost 50-year-old friend on Facebook, and she felt she was. So this show is for you. If you are 40-plus years old and you are having that thinking that you might be too old for success. You have tuned in to Debt-Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. So today's topic is too old for success. Don't block your fantastic future. Old? When does someone actually become old? If you ask a child, they may say 30 years old is old. 30-year-old, they may actually say 60 is old. But if you ask a 50-plus-year-old, they may say 70. As far as I'm concerned, old age really starts the moment that you feel old. So, if you follow me at all, then you probably know that I'll be celebrating my 50th birthday in August 2016. And I can tell you, I don't feel a day older than 35 years old. Even so, the calendar does not lie. I have existed on this earth for half a century, and I feel very happy for what my lifespan represents. Even my so-called regrets have fueled my subsequent successes. So in retrospect, those regrets are no longer regrets, as deleting them also deletes the future and the things that they had created. What you may also know if you followed me is our family's financial comfort took a nosedive. Failure, in quotation marks, has itself also contributed even to this show today. I would not redo that key part of my history, as painful as it was, if it meant losing the life lessons that I learned along the way. You see, on this side of it, that financial loss now seems like my tuition fee for the takeaway lessons that have redirected my life to where it is right now. This life that has me talking to you as I do right now. But today's show, like I said, did have a trigger, and here it is. I am going to preserve the privacy of my friend in particular, but I had a Facebook chat with a friend. Her name is Judy, that's all I'll say, and the conversation goes, she says, I spoke to someone that reached a top rank in MLM. She had to speak to thousands of people to make it happen. I'm so happy I'm not involved in the industry. So I responded, it is work. Success is not magic. To which Judy responded, it is a lot of work. I'm too old for it now. And then I responded, too old? Am I not older than you? I'm not too old for success. So what triggered this show today? Guys, success is not magic. Success does take work. Now, I'm not sure if Judy's averse to hard work or simply conceded defeat because she perceives she's too old for the work that she thinks is necessary to deliver success. It really doesn't matter at this point. Either way, both ideas are a fallacy, an imagination of the mind, a lie that we sometimes convince ourselves of, the walls that we build to barricade our success from hitting our door. You see, old, as far as I'm concerned, is a mindset. Old is a mental wall to remaining vibrant in our lives. I'm not the only one with this mindset I'm not the only one that simply has this mindset to move forward with my dream and my drive to success. There was an Inc.com article referring to several 40-somethings who did the same thing. I'm not going to read that article to you, but I'm going to share some of them with you. So it was an article on Inc.com titled 14 Inspiring People Who Found Crazy Success Later in Life. And them was Bihar, Vera Wang, let's see, Tim and Nina Zaga, Robin Chase, Harlan Sanders, Rodney Dangerfield, Duncan Hines, Charles Darwin, Donald Fisher, Ray Kroc, Sam Walton, Julia Child. These are some of the people who found success after 40 years old. Now, it can be done. I have no way of knowing how much longer the Lord is going to grant me on the face of this earth, but I'm determined that when I do go, I will not hear wicked, lazy servant as declared in Matthew 25:26 regarding those people, those servants that were left behind, one with one, one with two, one with five, to do with what they had in their hand, and the one who had the one buried it, meaning they did nothing with their life. Okay, I have no intention of hearing wicked, lazy servant. And when I arrive before the throne, I expect to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Guys, if I wake up, every morning that I wake up, it's game on, game on. I hit the ground determined to have a result-driven day. It took me over a year, but I just completed Cardone Sales University. If you don't know who that is, Grant Cardone, look him up. He's been my mentor. I've totally absorbed everything this powerhouse man has been teaching. He has a show that used to be on called Turnaround King. But I completed his one of his programs on his sales university called 10X Super Life. And I'm telling you, I bought into that lock, stock, and barrel. I intend to have a super life. So that was one of my most recent accomplishments, and it was a goal that I had for myself to complete it before my 50th birthday. Check, done. So no matter how many days, no matter how my day wraps up, it always feels like success to me. Maybe it's not the successes I am hoped for or anticipated, but because I give my day my attention and I show up intending to have results, I don't waste time. I am the finisher, guys. Moses started his ministry at 80 years old, serving the children of Israel, and he did so for 40 years. I don't know how long the Lord will give me, but my intention is to do the same thing, God willing. Show up and serve. So if you're 40-plus years old, let me confirm to you, you are not too ancient for a fantastic future. I invite you to tap into your dreams and visualize your amazing success future. And I also invite you to connect with me and allow me the privilege of helping you drag, if necessary, from the thought world into your tangible reality, your activity that will help you bring success. Guys, sometimes you have to drag it from the vision into your reality. I do this every day, and I can show you how. Guys, I assure you, if you connect with me, I'm going to cut through your BS to help you find your BS. And I'm going to cut through your BS, your bull of, to help you find your BS best self. So I'm not someone who's going to use foul language, but I just wanted to share that with you. Now, when I put that post up, a couple people responded, and I want to share a couple responses. Linda Kenny responded to that post I had on Facebook, on my blog, and she said, "Trudy, what a good post for highlighting this. It's all about how we think and feel, isn't it? Anyone who thinks they're too old in their 50s needs to get some inspiration from what you've written today." And Linda is post 50 for sure. Pamela Davis shares her mentor is 87 years old, a former butcher who started her company in the company that she's with. And, you know, really, I've had a bunch of things with this. Nancy Biddy responded, "Love this. You do realize 50 is a new 30, right?" So, like I said earlier, guys, although I'm almost 50, I'm just weeks away from 50, I don't feel a day older than 35 years old. So, like I said, guys, connect with me, and I will help you cut through your BS to find your BS, your best self, and help you drag your vision of your success from the thought world into your reality. Guys, do not block your fantastic future. Please connect with me and let me help you. I can show you how. That being said, I just want to announce that we have a new show segment coming to Debt Free Wealth Radio. It's called The Bougie Life. The Bougie Life. You know you want it. That show will have a co-host with me. Sometimes she'll be the only host, and that's my fantastic, fabulous daughter, Gabrielle. Danielle Marley. And in the Bougie Life Show, we are going to talk about the who, what, not the who, the who is you. The what, how, when, where, why, all the things regarding the bougie life. Now, it's going to, now, as I can tell you, that potentially could go into some nasty spaces, but this show is very much Christian, and we're going to take it with the idea of that prosperity gospel in mind, guys. There's no reason why we shouldn't enjoy some of life's comfort on this side of eternity. However, as you know, as I've always said, it, you know, when we take what the Lord has given us, the one, the two, or the five, and we do what he says, which is do something with it. Remember the one with the one, buried it, and the master said you should have at least invested it in the bank and gotten an interest. In other words, guys, we have no excuses. If we take what's given to us and move it to a profitable outcome, we're going to be in profit. Profit is a realm of more. More is a realm of abundance and prosperity. There's absolutely no reason, if you do what you're supposed to do, that you cannot be in the realm of prosperity and abundance. And it has nothing to do with the prosperity gospel position where you become a Christian and you're suddenly entitled to a Rolls Royce in your driveway. That's not how it works, okay? It has to do with you positioning yourself in favor with God. So that is it today, guys. Thank you so much for joining me here on Debt Free Wealth Radio. Today's topic was too old for success. Don't block your fantastic future. I hope that if you're 40 plus, especially if you're 40 plus, you will connect with me and let me help you drag your successful future from your vision into your reality. I absolutely can help you with that. And look out for more information about our upcoming new segment, The Bougie Life, with my daughter and co-host, Gabrielle Marley. Trudy Bearman here saying thank you for joining me. And I'm super simple to find at trudybearman.com. This show is available on debtfreewealthradio.com, which is a production of trudybearman.com. So check out debtfreewealthradio.com. We have several show segments, guys. We have the Rising Stars, which has to do with people who are the movers and shakers in their space. We have Debt Free Wealth Radio Tampa, and that is based focusing on the Tampa Bay area. If you're an entrepreneur, we celebrate entrepreneurship. If you're an entrepreneur in the Tampa Bay area, please let us know. We would love to have you on our show and celebrate your entrepreneurial adventure and what you do. And then, of course, we have Breakout, which is for, that may be a little bit of a different segment. If you have a new product, program, book, whatever that you want to launch, that one has some specific parameters. You may need to pay to be on that spot, but we do have a breakout to share your new product launch with the world. And then, of course, coming up shortly is A Bougie Life. For joining me today, guys, Trudy Bearman here, and look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.